We're looking forward to your performance coming up in Fishers, just outside of Indianapolis on Saturday at 7:30. What are folks going to look forward to at this show?
Well, I suppose this will be the first opportunity for people in the area to hear the songs of the album. It's a nice intimate evening of songs and stories, I guess. It's a very relaxed evening, a lot of audience participation. Sing along. Of course, Irish music is made for singing along, so there'll be a lot of dance as well. Some Irish dancers, local to Fishers, are going to perform before I hit the stage, so I'd like to involve local act, give them an opportunity to perform in front of my fans and my audience, so looking forward to that. And I suppose the songs from the album, why I these songs, the stories behind them, there's a quite an extensive narrative of why behind these songs, the resonance in America, and the people behind them. So I absolutely tell that story, and people are always interested in that as well, in the Irish story, particularly in the United States.
We're looking forward to it. It's Saturday night at 7:30. When you put together Emmett Cahill's Ireland, how did you decide on the songs to sing?
These songs, I suppose, are songs that I grew up with. Many of them are songs that my parents taught me when I was a child at home in Ireland, learning music. So I call it Emmett Cahill's Ireland because in many ways it's the Ireland that I know and love and grew up in. But also, a big part of this album was actually, I suppose, conceived and created by touring, particularly in the States, and talking to people in America about their affection for Irish music, but also their connection to songs like Danny Boy, An Irish Lullaby, Irish Eyes Are Smiling, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And what I discovered from talking to people after concerts and hearing their story was that these songs actually resonate much further beyond just being Irish songs. These are songs that signify family tradition. These are songs that passed on from generation to generation of millions of people in America. When I sang Irish Lullaby, people would come up to me and tell me that they could hear their mother singing that song to them while I was singing to them. When I sang Danny Boy, they said their father, their dad used to sing that song to them when they were children. So there was a huge personal resonance there amongst the audience for these songs that, is, as I said, went far beyond music. So for that reason, I guess it's Emmett Cahill's Ireland, but I feel it's everybody's Ireland. It's everyone's connection to the country that they are their ancestors, but also even if they don't have Irish ancestry in them, people have a huge connection to the fact that this is about passing on traditions. This is about family values. This is about remembering people that they loved who maybe no longer with them. And this is a way of bringing them back to a happy time in their lives. So I wanted to bring all that to this album, and I very much bring that to my concerts as well.
You've been a part of Celtic Thunder, and I know that Phil Coulter had been a big inspiration with that group. You've been compared to John McCormick. That's got to be quite some praise.
It is indeed very here and very humbling, and I have quite a connection to John McCormick in that I grew up in the same place in Ireland that he did. I know his granddaughter very well, and I spoke with her before I came out on tour, and I spoke with her in the run-up to the album because I wanted to talk to her about her grandfather and the fact that I was recording some of the songs that he made so famous in America. And in many ways, I thought I wanted to carry his torch. I wanted to keep his legacy alive in America with these Irish songs. I wanted to speak to the next generation of people who would have heard John McCormick sing these songs 100 years ago. I wanted to sing these songs now to those people, their grandchildren, their children. So I spoke with her at length about the songs like Macushland, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, and Irish Lullaby. And, I suppose it was fascinating to hear about his life as a performer, the affection people had for him, and what he did for Ireland and what he did for the Irish music. And indeed, carried it all over the world and had a wonderful relationship, particularly with the American public. So it's lovely to be, I suppose, called his heir apparent. And in many ways, that is what I'm trying to emulate. I want to bring his story. I want to keep it alive and, bring it to a new generation.
It's pretty amazing that there is not only Celtic Thunder, but Riverdance, the Celtic Woman, and all sorts of things. You're going solo and have this wonderful new album. I'm curious, who all, what sort of accompaniment, what sort of band do you travel with? What are we going to hear in Fishers?
Well, with Fishers, it's an acoustic show that I have a piano player with me, a man called Seamus Bresh, and he's the touring musical director of Celtic Thunder. I play guitar myself. The show is very intimate in that we talk about the songs and the stories. Obviously, we perform the songs from the album. The album is an orchestral album. But at the end of the tour, I actually play two symphonies in Florida to finish the tour as well. So, you know, and Fishers on the night, quite an intimate, relaxed evening. And, you know, we get an atmosphere for people that they're almost, they're just sitting in our living room in Ireland and we're singing these songs for them and telling the stories. That's certainly what we try to create.
It's got to be fun, too. We'll be approaching St. Patrick's Day quite soon, and so it's got to be fun to be on this American tour at this time.
Absolutely, that is a thought as well. There's a real awareness of Irishness in America over the next weeks. We really wanted to bring that to people, and this will be my first time in Fishers. I know we have a wonderful fan base in Indiana. We played in Indianapolis and Mel. So this is nice to be coming to Fishers and playing the songs from the album for all our fans there.
They're going to be there. They can catch you in Chicago. I know folks are going to catch you very soon in L.A. It's got to be fun. Is it sort of a dream, having studied at the Academy of Music in Dublin, to now sort of be on your solo show and be out making music on your own?
It is. It's something I've always wanted to do, particularly both the great dream because I come a cold the whole way to America from Ireland, but you know I do miss home sometimes, but I feel I've never left because I bring Ireland with me. I bring the stories of my people, I bring the songs of the people with me, and you know, as I said, the songs that my parents taught me, I bring them with me as well. So I never really feel too far from home, and I'm very proud to be representing the Ireland that people know and love right here in the United States.
Ahmed, I know that your new album is out and folks can find it. You're doing great social media, I see on Facebook and Twitter. Where can folks find out more information about this new release and about the show at Fishers?
Go to ahmedcath.com. You can order the album there. All tickets for my tour dates on my tour dates page of the website. So.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and early happy St. Patrick's Day, and we can't wait to see you Saturday night at Fishers. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, John. Looking forward to seeing you and everyone there.